Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When New Yorkers buy a place with Street Easy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Sex, murder, the magic of the movies. You must remember this is a podcast about the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Follow and listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
Boomer and Geo coming to you live for the Build Ford Tough studio on The Fan. We'll be joined by CBS Sports Network in about an hour and 20 minutes. Jerry Recco is going to bring you all the sports coming up in about 15 minutes. But I want to bring a couple things to you because I feel like you can get caught in social media and start believing things that are not real, or maybe you think that more people feel a certain way than really do.
Yeah.
Like, I think that's that is one of the things about whether it's X or TikTok or Instagram, whatever it is, where you see a post on something and then it's somebody's opinion on it. And then you're thinking, wow, people really think like this? And then maybe it's not a lot of people that think like that. It's just a couple crazy people. But then you're thinking, oh, my God, like the whole country thinks like this, and they don't. So I'm going to throw a couple things at you.
Okay.
All right, I'm going to throw a couple things at you.
Thanks. All right, am I getting ready to step on some landmines or what?
I don't think so, no. The first one, not so much, because the first one I have an answer to. The second one, maybe. So there is a comet that is flying through our solar system, okay? And it apparently is the size of Mount Everest. And NASA has identified it. It's identified its trajectory and everything. And it's not coming anywhere near close to Earth.
Okay.
The closest it gets to is Mars. And then it keeps going.
Okay.
However, people on TikTok have decided that there is a government conspiracy going on that they don't want people to know that this is either a asteroid that's headed towards us is going to blow up the entire planet, or possibly an alien mothership. So I'm scrolling through this thing, and there's some guy going, I mean, they're not letting us know, and you got to be scared. And I don't know why they're not telling us about it. I don't know what the main plan is. I don't know what they're thinking, but I'm telling you, it's going to be here. It's going to be here around November. Right? So you get that. And I'm like, what? So then I look it up, and then I find the official NASA account, and there's some guy going, it's going to fly right by Mars, and it's not going to come to America at all.
That guy works for NASA.
He does. He had this great Italian accent,
okay.
This guy.
Okay.
He's like, hello, everybody. It's me, Enrico, from NASA.
NASA, so he's...
And it's like their official account.
He's an astronomer, scientist.
Yeah.
Somebody that obviously follows this stuff, and somebody that you go to, that you actually think is genuine and you believe him.
Right.
As opposed to some psycho out there on social media that's putting out all this crap.
Right. It's like an opportunity for us to study a comet. So it's okay. It's not going to hit the Earth. Everybody okay? And then you got this guy going, alien mothership's coming. It's going to be here in November and we're all going to die. Okay. I'm like, well, what in the hell? Why is this going on?
You know, I'm very proud of you. You actually went to the right spot to get the right information.
Yeah.
And
At first, I'm like, what? Because I didn't think alien mothership, but I thought, like, I mean, is there something hurling towards the Earth? Because I'm a space guy. You know, I'm a space guy. And I think about these things all the time. Like, we're like, anything could be hurling through our solar system and could, you know, wipe us out. And it's happened to the dinosaurs.
That means we got to get a tee time in right before that hits.
Well, 100%.
If we want to be on the golf course.
100%. Okay, so that was the first thing.
Okay.
Now, the other thing, I can't figure out for the life of me if this is a real thing or not. So I guess Sydney Sweeney, the very attractive, large-breasted actress who was very popular.
Very beautiful, very talented, and very popular, yes.
Right. So I guess she does a commercial for American Eagle.
Yeah, she did an ad campaign for them, and boy, their stock shot up. This is a company that was dying, and somebody said, you know what, we have to go after one of the most popular people in the United States within, you know, the world of pop culture. And she's not stupid. She knows what she's doing.
And she, yeah, she's been with a lot. I think she did a Baskin Robbins campaign recently.
She's done a ton of stuff.
Right, Dr. Squatch with the drinker bathwater situation, whatever it was.
I mean, it's really amazing for her. She's extremely, extremely successful, and she's making a ton of money.
Right.
And she's hitting it right at the right time.
And she also, you know, how regular people think that they can maybe be with a celebrity. So she called off her wedding or whatever. She broke off her engagements. And now, like, Sydney Sweeney being single, she's even more of a hotter commodity now. So I see this stuff that she does this American Eagle ad with about jeans.
Yeah, like, J-E-A-N-S,
like,
jeans.
Yeah, yeah, jeans that you wear, like dungarees, as the old folks would say.
Yes.
And
these jeans, in this ad, I don't know if you've seen the ad, but in the ad, she actually talks about how the jeans have been passed down from generation to generation.
Okay.
So there's a little bit of a double entendre, I guess you would say.
Okay,
I
mean, sure. Like jeans and okay, jeans in the family. And jeans.
And at the end, she says, I have blue eyes.
Okay.
Like blue jeans.
So how can you explain to me?
Yeah.
I saw this two-word phrase describing this.
Yeah.
Twice.
Okay, what's the two-word phrase?
Can you explain to me why people are calling this, quote, see, this is where I don't know if everybody's saying this or just a few people are saying this, quote, Nazi propaganda? Can you explain that one to me?
Well, it's
basically... Boomer sizing, can you explain it to me?
I'll put it in a sense where I think maybe you'll understand. Remember when Bud Light went with Dylan Mulvaney, the transgender?
Yeah.
I guess you would say model, whatever.
Influencer.
Influencer, that whole thing.
Yeah.
And you saw the kickback and reaction from people that were Bud Light drinkers, that, you know, were fraternity boys down in the South that loved to go to football games.
Right.
Remember how everybody reacted to that.
And they fired her and hired Shane Gillis.
Right, exactly. Yeah, and Peyton Manning, by the way.
Yeah, yeah, right.
Peyton Manning and Shane Gillis. Now, all of a sudden, you know, they're doing the Bud Light commercials to get that company back on track. So, you know, it was the idea that was a woke ad campaign that had a negative kickback to the people who used the brand.
Got it.
Okay. So now what this is the complete opposite of that from the other side, saying that, you know, this Sydney Sweeney ad is somehow tied to Nazi propaganda because she's beautiful. She's talking about blue-eyed jeans and things of that nature and the interaction between the blue jeans and her blue eyes and everything else. So this is now the I guess you would say the left or the extreme left reaction to this beautiful woman doing this ad campaign, which has been enormously successful for American Eagle.
So Sydney Sweeney does an American Eagle jeans ad talking about passing down genes from generation to generation, references her blue eyes, and now she's Joseph Goebbels. That's what we're saying?
Yeah, basically that's what some ugly, most likely ugly woman came on X or TikTok or something and said something stupid.
That can't be that can't be the popular opinion on this, right?
No, it's not
the popular.
No, it's a very loud minority opinion about somebody who's uber successful and the company is benefiting from the partnership with her, and it's undeniable. And it's, again, it's like it's the political football.
So
going
is she
back
freaking? It's like her and her, like, are they freaking out about this? Her and her inner circle? They're like, listen, you are a needle mover. Don't worry about it. What are they saying?
I don't know. I don't know what they're saying, but I hope they're saying that this is idiotic. Anytime if you start invoking Nazi propaganda,
that's
and
insane.
White supremacy,
come
and
on.
All this other crap, you know, you would end up killing the brand. And that's not what the brand is doing. The brand is using a very voluptuous, beautiful young actress who's extremely popular, and they're trying to get their brand out there. And guess what? It cut through.
Yeah, it certainly did. Anthony in Yorktown Heights. What's going on, Anthony?
Hi, guys.
What's up, man?
Listen, I'm a history teacher. The blowback is because of the eugenics movement of about 100 years ago. It was actually sponsored by Harvard. Hitler wrote Harvard a letter saying, attaboy. Eugenics, you know, the prefix EU means good, euphoria, euthanasia. Eugenics means that only people who are of a good intellect and a good background should be allowed to breed. So there was a movement where they were actually sterilizing people who they thought would not prove to make a good society. In the United States, they did thousands.
All right, 100 years ago, but you're telling me that this is what American Eagle was going for?
No, this is what people are interpreting.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, you know, the people who are interpreting it, Anthony, unfortunately, are idiots.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, that's the bottom line. I mean, I don't look, you know, the Hitler whole Aryan nation thing, everybody had to be blonde hair, blue eyed.
Yeah.
Like me. I mean, which is idiotic.
Right.
We all know that.
Right, of course.
And we know what came through World War II. We know about the Holocaust.
We've talked about it so many
genocide.
Times.
Genocide. I mean, I don't know how many times we could talk about
it. As bad as it possibly gets.
Even remotely compare this to that just tells you how just idiotic people have become.
Right. I mean, I remember sitting here talking about the Kyrie Irving thing, and he was Holocaust denying, how horrid that was, and when people have done that. It's the worst. So now to invoke all of that stuff and make a comparison of an American Eagle ad is trying to somehow make a connection back to one of the worst times in American history.
Well, world history.
World history.
Yeah, but how about this, though? The amazing thing is that the American Eagle ad with Sidney Sweeney has cut through. And it has been an amazing success.
Yeah.
And but the person who started this whole thing and then the subsequent media that has followed up on this whole thing has also cut through.
Yeah,
because we're talking about it. So I mean,
well, I was just floored by it. I couldn't figure it out. I was like, "Wait, she's doing a ad for jeans."
One, two, three, four brands of jeans.
Yeah,
yeah,
just jeans.
Yeah,
I thought it was a jean ad,
and that's all it is. It's a jean ad. It's written to be, you know,
campy.
I don't say campy. It's not the way. It's not controversial, but it is definitely makes. She looks great in it. If you've seen the ad, I can't believe you haven't seen it.
No, I saw like a part of it and then someone yelling over the top of it, you know, like they do on social media. It's like some person plays a clip and they're like, can you believe this? I'm going to cancel these people.
People are worried about.
Yeah, I don't know.
You know.
I have no idea.
Can I tell you?
They're just grasping
straws. But you understand like the dichotomy of both.
I do know.
The Bud Light and the
I got you.
And two different sides screaming about two different things.
I got you now. Yep. That helped me understand a little bit more about what the hell was going on. But, like, I don't think now, like, Bud Light reacted in a certain way to that.
I'm surprised
that.
They didn't go after Sidney Sweeney.
Yeah, true. Right. But, I mean, like, so Bud Light reacted in a certain way and then hired Peyton Manning and Shane Gillis. Like, is American Eagle going to react and cave and...
No way.
Hire Rosie O'Donnell or something?
No way. Okay, that's not happening.
That's just my question, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I think American... If I were an executive for American Eagle, I would think this is exactly what we want. This is why we hired her. We wanted it to be provocative. That's the word I was looking for, provocative. And we want to show her and her beauty and everything else and how great our clothes look on her.
Right.
And those clothes can look on you that... Well, maybe they won't look on you that good.
No, they will not.
But I would think that there are a lot of young females out there that aspire to be something of what she has become. And they would love to look like that in that outfit. That's how I look at it.
Yeah. Okay, very
maybe
good.
Maybe that's just too common sense.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You Must Remember This is the podcast dedicated to stories from the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Stories of sex, murder, institutional racism, bad men, sad women, fascist gossip columnists, and much more. Our new season is called The Old Man is Still Alive, and it's about directors like Alfred Hitchcock and John Ford who got started in the silent era, but were still making movies in the psychedelic 60s. Follow and listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't know.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
We've talked about this before, probably not in many years, though, but it was a charity event I did when I was in Pittsburgh called the Dancing with the Celebrities of Pittsburgh event.
Yeah.
It's on YouTube, regrettably. But this was the song that I danced to. I did a little Michael Jackson spot, you know, through the hat, the whole thing.
Did you do the moonwalking?
I attempted to, but it was really bad. But I'd like to tell people, it was for the children. That's why I did it, you know?
And you're all about the children. You really are.
It was a charity for the children. And then when I thought about it, I was like, maybe Michael Jackson wasn't the right choice. But it was a good song, you know?
We still play it, though.
Yeah, I know.
There's a Broadway musical about him that's a hit.
I know. It really shows you that people just prioritize certain things in a way when someone's a superstar, you know?
Amazing what we turn a blind eye to.
Yeah. Anyway, you can see that video on YouTube if you'd like.
Yeah, I'd rather not.
Funhouse posted it not that long ago.
Oh, they did?
He did, yes. I believe that's just a man.
Okay.
I still want the audio of your last day.
Oh, God, never. I don't know what happened.
When bowled you were his crying? Eyes out.
I definitely got choked up.
We almost had a moment like that a few minutes ago.
Why?
Because big intern, it's winding down for the interns around here.
Yeah, next week or something, or later in the week, or whatever
and
it
big
is.
Big intern has had a great time here. He came in and told us.
Nice.
And he really appreciated his time on this program, and he came in early to make sure that, you know.
He could hang around, see us all.
You know, when Gio was late and he was early, I was very impressed by the fact that he was early.
Yeah.
And he came in there, and he, like, I thought, like, we were getting emotional.
Hmm. Yeah, he was close. He was close. Made a very large impact on his life, this internship. Yeah, as
sure.
It did for us, Jerry, many years ago.
He offered to buy us bagels this morning. That's a good kid, man.
Yeah.
That's a kid who's raised right.
It was very nice.
Uncle's a little nuts, but other than that, he's been raised right by his parents.
And I was like, listen, we can't have you get us bagels because then it'll be a lawsuit. Because that's how we lost the internship program to begin with. Something like that.
Yeah, something he offered, we didn't tell him.
Yeah, I know. But, you know, things get fudged, you know?
Yes.
We'll get you whatever you need, big intern. We're here for you.
You think he would have said something like the HR when he came walking in with the bagels? They told me to go get them.
Mm-hmm. Possibility.
Yeah, I don't think that's a setup spot. He seems to be too genuine.
Setup spot. Big intern sets us up. Go get some bagels.
He seems too genuine.
No, he is.
He's tall enough to be an FBI agent, like here on a sting mission.
That is true.
And by the way, if the FBI is listening, I would hire that kid. Because kid is straight-laced. I could tell.
100%.
No drugs, no drink. I mean, maybe a drink or two, but he seems like he's straight-laced.
CIA, maybe?
We need more kids like this.
I would agree. As I said before, you know, when I see a couple of the young men around here that are walking around, and I think about who my daughter... No. Who my daughter may date in years from now. You know, she's only seven and four, but I always worry about these kids because every year I feel like the boys get worse and worse and dumber and dumber. When I see some young men, I'm like, you know what? It's okay. Like Joseph, another one.
Oh, that's nice of you. Thank you.
I was like, this guy.
Nice young man, but look at his parents.
Awesome.
Look at his parents.
Matthew, too, but I hung out with Joseph more recently. And I'm like, you know what? They're not all that bad. There's some out there that are pretty good.
There are. Right. But again, like I said to you, when that boy comes knocking on that door, just know who the parents are.
Yeah, absolutely.
And once you know who the parents are, then you can say, okay, sounds good.
I mean, you got one of the best of all time.
Yeah.
You hate to admit it, but, you know, you did.
Plays for the wrong team, and works for the wrong team, but that's beside the point.
I've seen him
change diapers and actually braid hair.
He could braid hair?
Oh, my God. Oh, no. You know, he used to have a man bun.
Yeah,
before Lou Lamoriello got here.
That is true.
So, yeah, so.
See, Matty I can't do Martz, any of that. He's making me feel inadequate now.
But just watching him do it with the two daughters is remarkable.
Yeah. Well, he's now got
those fingers and those fists.
And to think he kicked the crap out of how many guys on the ice.
That's what I'm saying. Like, he can legitimately do a Heidi braid. I guess that's what it's called.
You're asking me? I don't know. I'm just surrounded by women everywhere I go. So
any of you guys know what a Heidi braid is? Anybody?
No.
Anybody?
Do not.
Kind of know. It's like an over, under, around braid. You know,
okay.
And, you know, Winnie's got that long hair.
Yeah.
So I've seen him be able to do that, and I've watched her just sit there and let him do it. Which is, Mike, I'm stunning. I never did that with
Yeah, Sydney. I can't. I mean, I can't even brush the girl's hair without them screaming.
I Googled Heidi braid. It seems like the only context I've seen this hair in is a wedding or Amish people.
Well, maybe Matt has a little Amish in him. I don't know.
Butter churning Matt Martin.
He could probably do that, too.
I'm sure.
Sure, strong horse. Enough.
All right, Jerry, let's get to some sports.
Brought
huh?
to you by Sandstone Auto Mall, Woodbridge, New Jersey. We take you to the stadium last night. I'm going to start with the Thrivewell player of the game, brought to you by Thrivewell Infusion. His name is Cody Bellinger.
Here's pitch. Swing on, drive deep to right. Hit hard, traveling out of here. Three-run homer, Cody Bellinger. New ball game at 3-3. With Cody, home run number 20. Takes his RBI total to 61. How great has this guy been?
Yeah, pretty damn good.
Brian Cashman knows what he's doing.
That's our Yankees Thriving Player of the Game, brought to you by Thrivewell, New York's premier infusion and injection center, saving lives drip by drip. Visit thrivewellinfusion.com. That breathed some life into the Yankees last night. Anthony Volpe, then the go-ahead RBI single, hit a long home run in the seventh as well. Yankees beat the Rays 7-5. Here was Bellinger specifically talking about Max Fried, though, who struggled early, but boy, oh boy, really settled in after that.
Yeah, you know, I think you know, he just gave us a chance to win. Yeah, I mean, he really always gives us a chance to win, so that's really all you can ask for. You know, just so many different pitches, a bunch of different sequencing, and just a tough guy to game plan against.
All right, so they're 2-2 now without Aaron Judge in the lineup. And Bellinger and Devin Williams, right? Those guys were added by Brian Cashman, right?
That is correct.
That's a pretty good job by him. What do you think?
He also gave Aaron Hicks a big contract once.
But he's no longer here.
Well, I'm just...
Yankees hate it.
I can point out a lot of bad things, too. But yes,
Yankees
I like
have
Brian
spent
Cashman.
A lot of money, for sure.
I do like Brian
And they've
Cashman.
Eaten a lot of money. But even the $400 million payroll Dodgers are trying to make trades to reinforce their $400 million roster.
Has not been a great season for them so far.
Right. So everybody is just trying to get the October alive.
Why not just play a tournament? The hell with the season.
Yeah, but then right they wouldn't sell out 47,000 people at Yankee Stadium.
I'm kidding. I'm trying to play the Al part.
Oh, okay. I didn't know you were doing that.
Yeah, apparently. You mentioned Devin Williams. He did allow a run in the ninth, but did get the save. So the Yankees now, with that win, go to 58-49. They had the Blue Jays lose not one but two to the Orioles. So the Yankees four games out now in the division. You get Will Warren the start tonight on the Fan at 7:05. Luis Gil expected to start Sunday against the Marlins.
He had a great outing, supposedly.
Correct. Good news in that way. Not so great for the Mets last night in San Diego.
The 0-1. Swing, a sharp ground ball, past it, diving Mauricio down the left field line and into the corner. Iglesias scores. Cronenworth's to third. He's coming to the plate. He'll score without a throw. Diaz walks into second base with a two-run double, and the Padres lead 4-1 in the seventh inning.
That was Keith Rad with the call on Odyssey Mets Radio. A 7-1 win for San Diego as Manny Machado then would cap the scoring with a three-run homer. The Padres hit with guys on base. The Mets didn't. Here's Carlos Mendoza. Lots of ups and downs with the top of the batting order. You had Lindor, Marte, and Alonso come up with the bases loaded, nobody out, and they wound up with just one run.
Yeah, I mean, they've been grinding for the last 3 weeks. You know, we've seen some good signs at times. There's, couple of games, three games where they hit the ball hard, they get results, and then we've seen games where, like, today.
And I mentioned...
Well, I mean, they did well in San Francisco, but still left a lot of men on base in San Francisco. They should have beaten them probably, 10-1, 9-1, but they're not getting those key hits. But I think Jose Iglesias is trying to, stick it in the Mets' face.
He had a good night last night.
Yeah, but he got thrown out of the plate, of course. But, he actually... How about a couple plays he's made at third base?
Yes.
Well, we knew he was a great defender. Come on.
There's no room for him with the young guys that are here right now, and that's one of the reasons why they didn't bring him back. But, you know, he's had the last laugh the last two games for sure.
Wow. We'll see.
Why? In the last two games, he's been a pain in their
Yeah, but he can have the last laugh in July.
That is true. You can have a laugh.
Yeah.
The last laugh. Having a laugh right now.
There you go. That sounds better.
We like Jose Iglesias.
And we like him.
Yeah. I love the guy, but geez.
That's right. Clay Holmes, Yu Darvish today at 4:10. Don't know if Juan Soto will play or not. Left last night's game with a contusion after fouling a ball off his foot, though he seemed hardly concerned. Phillies did beat the White Sox 6-3. Met lead top the NL East is now just a half game. If I mentioned to you Tom Brady, Orchard Park, what's the first thing you think of?
Dildos.
Dream Valkyries last night in the WNBA.
And no one's picked the object up yet. You guys, oh my gosh, okay. Okay. Inappropriate. Get him out of here, whoever it is.
Not funny.
That's not funny.
It was green, by the way.
I'm not going to name the school. I think I did talk about this with you guys, that when Gunnar was coaching high school at Friends Academy, high school hockey, they were playing down on the South Shore somewhere, and they were playing against one of these other, obviously, high school teams, and one of their fans threw one of those things on the ice.
What's this?
Dildo?
Yes.
This is a great headline here on the Big Lead. It says, Valkyrie's dream game interrupted by flying lime green dildo. What a headline there.
One of the other games was interrupted by one of the players having their wig pulled off their head. And that player ran to pick up the wig and ran right into the locker room in the middle of the game.
I just love this play-by-play person. Not funny.
Not funny.
Inappropriate. Throw that person out. How dare you throw a dildo on the court and think it's funny?
And no one's picked the object up yet. You guys, no. Oh, my gosh.
Okay. Oh, my gosh. Oh.
Okay.
Inappropriate. If you were there with your two daughters, how would you feel?
I wouldn't show it. But what's that, Daddy? But I don't know. It's just some idiot threw something on the court.
Then
I'd be like, I text all my friends. You believe they threw a dildo on the court? Oh, my God. Unbelievable.
What I don't remember is how that was handled in Buffalo. What the Patriot announcer
said. Yeah, I don't know.
I don't remember.
Marital aid? Is that what they said?
That's what Joe calls it.
Marital aid? But that play-by-play woman is probably like, man, this is... What a week for Sidney Sweeney, American Eagle, and now this dildo's on the court. This world's going to hell.
I suppose so. Anyway, that was last night or the night before. I don't know. That was Fubo TV. Trey Hendrickson.
Dildo.com.
It was not. That's not where it was. You think there is one of those?
Oh, of course there is. It was probably a dildo.gov.
That needs to be addressed.
Come on.
Jesus. Dildo of the day. And there's your government official.
There's enough of them. Come on.
Oh, boy. Trey Hendrickson of the Bengals is expected to be in camp today, ending his holdout. Obviously, as you mentioned last hour, too many fines. And also, they're hoping that maybe this kind of sparks some conversation towards a new deal. There you go.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I always felt like if you show... I don't know, the Bengals seem like they don't care about anything. But if you show up in those situations, I always thought it was the better thing without getting hurt. But like showing, like, listen, I do want to be here. I'm here in good faith. You know, not showing up and doing interviews and stuff, I feel like is detrimental to it, but we'll see how it works.
Well, I know that sounds practical, but the actual reality of it is that he's going to be north of 30, and he probably wants money that's not TJ Watt or Myles Garrett money, but something close, and wants more guaranteed money because he's going into the last year of his contract. And if there's one guy that has performed the last 2 years and lived up to that contract, it has been Trey Hendrickson. And he has been a good guy, and he's been a great guy in the locker room, and he is a team leader, and their defense is probably going to be bottom 15 this year.
Yeah.
And they need him, and they need him to help the young kid, Shamar Stewart, their new defensive end that they drafted in the first round. So he signed. And hopefully they get this whole thing worked out, and they should be ready to go. They got to get all this crap out of the way, Because their biggest problem has been the last few years, their slow starts.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Sex, murder, the magic of the movies. You must remember this is a podcast about the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Follow and listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. I saw that giant 8.8, I think, magnitude earthquake off of Russia that caused some tsunami warnings for Hawaii and California. And it doesn't look like it was something real catastrophic yet when the water hit. But, man, that was there was a lot of warnings over there in Hawaii and California, which is...
They're not really sure how big of a tsunami they were going to get. So you got to put the warnings out, get the people off the beach and everything else.
Right.
And I don't think it's all that bad, but it's the biggest earthquake that the world has seen in 14 years.
Yeah, massive. But you always are concerned about that over on the coast for sure. Now let's go to Brian in Red Bank. What's going on, Brian?
Hey, what's happening? I just wanted to get your guys' take. Do you think throwing a dildo on a WNBA basketball court is similar to throwing broccoli on the floor in a Weight Watchers meeting?
Interesting.
Yeah.
It's an interesting take. Yeah. So what I would say, though, is this.
Listen, dildo head.
The assumptions being made that there are many lesbians in the WNBA, right? And that they wouldn't necessarily be interested in a fake penis. Whereas at a Weight Watchers, I'm just explaining the joke for people maybe went over their head. Whereas a Weight Watchers meeting, that the people that are larger because they like to eat would not be running towards.
It's okay, you can say that they're fat.
Yeah, they're running towards the broccoli because that's a healthier food. So if you miss that joke, lesbians don't want the penis, fat people don't want the broccoli. So that's what the joke was.
He's fat! I'm not really sure what anybody wants. I don't really care what anybody wants. They can have whatever they want.
Jim in Manhattan. What's going on, Jim?
Hey, guys. I need your advice. I know there's been a lot of golf talk lately, and I absolutely enjoy it. I have a golf outing coming up. I'm not a handicapped golfer. I've never played with strangers. It's always my boys, my guys. They know my tendencies, how I play, how I act. So I need advice. It's a golf outing coming up in August with people I've never played with. Could be a woman I'm playing with. I got roped into this foursome. It's a business thing. And it is a fundraiser for an institution. So how do I approach myself in this capacity with people I know nothing about?
All right. Well, I mean, do you have like some weird tendencies on the golf course?
Not necessarily. I'm very, very hard on myself. I'm very judgmental on myself.
And you said you have a handicap?
No, I don't. I don't.
So you're not.
So you're not a great. You're not like a. And
you don't
like
play
three
a lot.
Times a week golfer.
I play as often as I'll play 25 to 30 times a year, but okay. I don't keep a handicap.
And you're really what you're concerned is you don't want a woman in your foursome.
No. Oh. That's not the point. I don't want to embarrass myself.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah.
I don't want to embarrass myself in front of these people. that I know nothing about. I don't know who they are, how they golf.
Yeah, you know, golf is like a social thing. You know, you get to meet some new people. You find out what they do for their living, you know, for a living. You tell them what you do for a living. You have a couple cocktails. It's probably, it sounds to me like it would be a scramble golf tournament. Is that right?
Yes. Yes.
Ah, come on. It's easy. It's a whole social event.
Right. That's the way you got to look at it. And I'm sure the other people there are not great golfers as well. The fact that you'd be paired up with three other scratch golfers would be something amazing, and you'd probably win the thing. So you go in there, you set the expectations low. You say, listen, I don't play a lot. I could be spraying all over the place. I'm here to have a good time. Nobody really cares.
It's a 5.5-hour rolling party is what it is.
Yeah, nobody really cares.
That's the way you got to look at it. Right. Nobody cares.
Yeah, just don't throw your clubs, get so angry that you're ruining someone else's day. If you have a bad shot, you say, hey, you know what? That stunk. You go find your ball.
Hey, it's a scramble. Let's go. We got it.
Don't worry about the next shot. Don't even stress. You're good.
Okay. I appreciate it. I feel much, much better.
I thought you were afraid about playing with a woman.
No,
it sounded
not at
like
all.
He goes, there might be a woman. Did you, the way he said that, though, there might be a woman in my foursome.
Yeah, well, just don't, you know, I mean, be respectful. That's all.
Yeah. I was like, what's that? So? What's the big deal there?
Just be respectful, be nice, and be, you know, be the professional that hopefully you are.
Hopefully you are.
Right, exactly. But it's a rolling party, is what it
is. Yeah, 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 of course. That and if it's just some scramble charity golf tournament, you shouldn't be taking it seriously. I mean, we're not talking about the Golf Digest Open, you know?
Right.
Which is a very serious thing at a national championship that they have.
And if you need a little help with your swing, you can get a Surfside or a High Noon, one of those.
Yeah, swing juice.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Sex, murder, the magic of the movies. You must remember this is a podcast about the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Follow and listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.